Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, peeps. Today, I want to talk about a few of my favorite things. Now, what I mean by favorite things are software tools that I use to help me become more efficient in my business. Most of these are free, and one of them costs you $10 a month, but it's not a big deal. So every week in my Bacon Weekly Mastermind, I start off with 15 minutes of training, and it's pretty in-depth about tools that I use to help me become more efficient. And I spend about 15 minutes, and then I give time for Q&A where people can ask questions about that or anything. If you want to learn more about the Bacon Weekly Mastermind, go to baconcoach.com/BWM for Bacon Weekly Mastermind, or you can go to baconcoach.com/BMW if you can remember it better that way. But what it's all about is helping people to excel every single week. It's part motivation, part mastermind, and part training. And what I like to do is I like to train people on different tools that they can use to help make themselves more efficient in their business, or maybe get more creative ideas and things of that nature. So the three things I'm going to talk about today are, number one, Evernote, number two, Canva, and then number three, Acuity Scheduling. So let's start off with Evernote. Now, Evernote is a free program, but you can pay for it too, and it's not super, super expensive. It's like $69 a year. And there's a lot of benefits by paying for it. You can actually scan business cards. It will do OCR, optical character recognition, add those to your contact lists. But what Evernote allows you to do is type in notes and manage what's known as notebooks. So you can create a notebook specifically for, let's say, a client or a project. And then you can add notes in there of things that you have to do or conversations that you've had. I use it with my coaching clients. And what I do is every time I do a coaching call, I put notes in there and then I can share the notes with the clients if they want to get that information. So it's a great collaborative tool, but it's also something that goes across all of your platforms, meaning that you not only can see it on your desktop, but you can see it on your phone, you could see it on your iPad, and if you pay for the advanced version or the premier version, you get multiple devices. If you choose the free version, then you only get it on two devices, and you don't get things like business card reading and all the other neat tools with it. So, but, you know, it doesn't hurt to give it a try for free and see if it works for you. Creating notebooks and having a place to store all your information. It's just like Dropbox, too, because you can store links, you can store files, you can do a lot of stuff with it. But you get limited storage. So once you pay for it, you get more. So let's move on to number two. And number two is Canva. It's canva.com. Canva is a free program. And what it allows you to do is create incredible graphics. And the cool thing about Canva is it has a whole bunch of templates already set up. You need to create a Facebook banner. You need to create a Twitter header. You need to create a flyer, a business card, whatever. All of those are in there, and they're all in there for free. The way that Canva makes its money is it sells images for $1 a piece. So if you want to use some of their images, you can buy them for $1, which is a great deal. You can't take those and use them outside like you could when Dollar Photo Club was around, which was eventually bought by Adobe Stock. So it's still great stuff. It's great images that you can use for $1 inside of Canva to create a whole wide array of graphics. And you may have heard me say this, but graphics inside of social media and most places increase your engagement by 70%. So when you can create great graphics and have those added to all of your social media, your website, whatever it is that you want to do, it's awesome. And that's what Canva does. So check it out. It's canva.com. And like I say, it gives you the ability to create great graphics that you can add to anything. You can download them as JPEGs and upload them to your website, upload them to your social media, what have you. So check it out, play around, it's free. The third one I want to talk about is something called Acuity Scheduling. Now, they do offer a free trial, and you can check it out. But the thing I love about Acuity, especially from my business, is how well it integrates with everything. And when I say with everything, here's what it does. So for example, I have coaching clients. And so when I book those coaching clients, what Acuity does is first and foremost integrates with all of my calendars. So whether you have a Google Calendar, Outlook, Mac Calendar, whatever it is, it actually goes and reads those calendars and says, okay, this time is already blocked off because somebody's booked something or you've booked something. And you can also say, okay, these are my hours of operation, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, whatever it is. So it looks at those and only allows people to jump in and book time with you on times that are not already booked. Now, if you're smart enough to do this or you understand how to do this, I'm not saying you're not smart, but if you go into any calendar, it will allow you to add drive time before and after. So if you're going to a meeting, make sure you put in 30 minutes drive time and 30 minutes back so that you're blocking off that time, because that was an issue. I'd forgot to do that, and then I learned to do it. So not only does it do the booking based on the availability, but it also integrates with GoToMeeting, and it also integrates with all kinds of payment systems like PayPal and Stripe, and I think it just added Square as well. So what it does, for example, if somebody wants to book an hour of my time, it searches for the available times, and then it sends them an invoice. It makes them go to PayPal and actually pay for it ahead of time. Then, once they complete that, then it actually books a GoToMeeting and sends them the reminder and me the reminder and integrates directly in my system so I don't have to do anything. Now, this costs a whopping $10 per month for all that integration. And it will also integrate with a whole bunch of other things like Aweber and a ton of other tools that are out there. So I definitely want you to check that out. And if you are going to check it out, use my link. Same price whether you use my link or you just go directly. Go to brianloves.info/acuity. It's spelled A-C-U-I-T-Y. So go check that out. Play with it for a while and see if it works for you. Now, there's a ton of calendar programs out there. And I did a lot of research, and this is the one that I actually found to be the most easy to use in a lot of ways, customizable in a lot of ways, and definitely most integratable in a lot of ways. As a matter of fact, I interviewed the owner of Acuity on my Bacon podcast. So you go search for Gavin Zielinski or search for Acuity, and you can listen to the podcast on how he built this, and he actually built it for his mom. So those are some of the tools that I like to use. Those are my favorites. Evernote keeps you organized, keeps all of your information in one place, and you can get it on all your devices. Canva, great graphics tool that's free, and a lot of people don't have graphics backgrounds. This really helps you to create the kind of graphics that you need. So if you don't have Photoshop or some other program, it lets you do that for free. And then finally, Acuity Scheduling helps you to keep your calendar in order and keep your business focused and organized and book time, collect money, book your sessions, whatever it is that you want to do. So if you'd like some more in-depth training about these things, I offer it in my Bacon Weekly Mastermind. That's BaconCoach/BWM. Give it a shot. Get 4 sessions 1 month for only $1. So I'd love to hear from you. What tools are you using in your business? What helps you become more efficient and make more money? There's lots of things. Nobody has enough time to find all these things and understand them all. So I'd really like to hear your stories. Leave your ideas in the comments section on the podcast website, baconpodcast.com.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.